Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That was Jake Berger of your Texas Rangers knocking one outside of the park, and the Rangers sweep the Brewers when none of us saw it coming. They get three games over that. They are now just one game out of the wild card. I want to say 2.5 back of the division of the Astros. Do we have any updated scores?
Astros won today. Let's make sure that's factual before.
Astros won 3-2. Yeah.
They did win 3-2. Okay, yeah, 3-2. So the Blue Jays did come back and put up two. However, right now it is.
They should be 2.5 back
for Mariners versus Cardinals.
Okay, good score reading by you. Top five score readers here, producer wise. Where are you putting Trevor?
We've been harshly honest today.
You have.
How many producers do we have here?
That was pretty good. Trying to think.
I'm saying two. I'm saying second.
Second, who you have in the one spot? Maybe you help jog my memory.
Mm.
I mean, if you're going to say he's two, you got to say who's right in front of him, right? That feels natural. Feels natural.
I'm going to say Dylon. I heard Dylon read do a Dallas Open read the other day,
and it blew you away.
What do you? I mean, I've heard you do Dallas.
You heard
Open
my
reads.
Dallas Open, and you were like, "Wow, it was amazing."
Oh, it was
wow.
good.
Oh, wow. I know
it was good.
I'm going to let y'all go
respect.
At it.
I said you're number two.
Listen, what if I want to be? I losing.
Well, then
just
this
the first loser.
Okay, think about it this way. Here's he doesn't understand what I'm trying to do here. Notice how he was dreadful when he did his first read. Okay, I'm talking about his haiku read. First one, just reading words is all he did. Then we challenged him and said, "Oh, you glazing dialing, da 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 da." So he said, "Well, why don't you put a little umph into it?" Next two. Night and day different.
We're just hard coaches.
Night and day different. No, I tell
we're
you what
your
it
pee-wee
is.
Coaches.
We want the best for Trevor is what we want.
Yeah.
Because we want it for all the producers.
Look, of course, but and all jokes aside, where Trevor was at when he got here to where he's at today, the best upside of any of the producers we have.
Yeah. A lot of growth.
Okay. He's the Ben Wallace of
nice
producers.
Who would you say he is on the Dallas Cowboys? Made a big jump.
Who is he on the Dallas Cowboys?
Maybe Jake Ferguson when Schultz left and we didn't know what we were going to do at tight end.
You know what? I wouldn't know. You know what? I'm not doing that to my
Jake
boy.
Ferguson was phenomenal.
I'm not. You know what?
He was almost an all pro.
Yeah. How's he been since?
Well, I'm just saying.
How's he been? No. See, that's not the direction that.
Okay.
You know who he is? Brandon Aubrey.
Wow.
That's, I'm butter, baby. I'm butter.
That's about Brandon as nice Aubrey. As a compliment you can get. Most people would say that's their favorite player on the Cowboys.
Brett,
it's actually fair. I mean, he played a completely different sport, and then he came in.
Trevor
like, wow.
is our Brandon Aubrey. Was what, 26, 27? Had already been
27.
Around
got him on
for
waivers.
A while. Okay. Came from what, the UFL?
He sucked at soccer, and then.
Now he's wow. one of the best kickers in the NFL.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay. So he is our okay. local guy makes good.
I didn't know if you were going to go late round pick that bursted like Deron Bland, who we got the unfortunate news about today, kind of out of nowhere. There was not a lot of Cowboys news going on.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing. And then out of nowhere, Todd Archer hits a timeline. And I will give, Archer said the Dallas Cowboys could be without cornerback De'Ron Bland for a couple of weeks because of a right foot injury suffered in Monday's practice. And I want to say today was like, was today walkthrough? I want to say this wasn't full shells, was it? Or this wasn't full, this was just shells walkthrough from, to my knowledge.
I mean, I want to say that I would think Monday and Tuesday were probably the physical practices. I mean, it's got to be. There's no way he hurt his foot in a walkthrough. There's no way.
Now, the question is, we heard Broad is saying that he was hearing it might be an ankle. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. Either way, ankle foot, maybe it's that same ankle foot that he hurt.
See, that's the first thing I'm thinking of. And you just signed this dude to a $90 million deal.
Just signed this dude, locked him in, not even like less than 10 days ago, right before the season started.
Right before the season.
And this spells very, very bad for the Cowboys at large. Not really worried about week two against the Giants. Like, yes, Malik Nabers would be more explosive if De'Ron Bland is banged up. I'm thinking bigger picture. If De'Ron Bland has a foot issue, you now have zero corners that are fully healthy that you can trust. You either have guys that aren't that good, guys you picked up off waivers, or two guys that are hurt with lower leg injuries.
Well, you're banking on Trayvon Diggs, who's coming off of an injury to work his way back into shape. Now, maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe it'll be okay. All right, maybe it's just kind of, maybe they're being precautionary about it because of that reason that you mentioned. Now, you went out and you drafted a cornerback with a knee problem.
So we might have three good in theory corners.
Carson hasn't been right since getting bounced off the deck by Derrick Henry.
Yeah, what's up with him, man?
But, I mean, hey, Kalen, if you're listening, 877-881-1053.
Carson update in months.
I mean,
he's progressing well. He looks like he'll be ready back with the team. He's studying the playbook. He knows it in and out. Like, we haven't heard no Kalen Carson update in months.
We haven't heard anything from him.
Did we see him in the locker room? I feel like we don't see him.
I haven't seen him since.
Nah, me and Fred are not reporting he's not in the locker room. Me and Fred are saying we don't see him. He doesn't stick out. He gets out early.
Now maybe he is there. I don't know. I honestly, Kalen Carson could walk in this studio right now and introduce himself. Oh, okay, that's Kalen Carson. Again, the last time I saw Kalen Carson that I remember seeing him was, again, him getting bounced like a basketball off AT&T by Derrick Henry.
What a visual.
I mean, right?
That was an embarrassing game for the Cowboys.
I mean, again, it's not just Kalen that didn't play well that game. I mean, the entire team was embarrassed that game. Yeah. But him especially.
What did Derrick Henry have, 4,000 yards that game in his senior year of high school versus the Cowboys?
Still running for touchdowns, man. who's having, I mean, and then you've got the Miami Dolphins. We're just kind of glancing up at the TV here as we've got it in the studio. You've got Tua, who they're saying may have had a concussion in the last game, right, when he got rocked from behind. Then you've got Tyreek with, multiple domestic. Now, this is all coming out as part of a divorce, but she's alleged 8 different incidents, which the problem is, and, I was talking to my boy Babbo the other day
about this.
Doesn't
have a good image right now. It's hard to defend him.
Well, that's the thing, right, is that he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt.
Agreed.
This is
not saying something's right or wrong, but when you're in Tyreek's position, me, Fred, the general public at large, are not going to be like, oh, he didn't do it.
Well, that's why he got booted from Oklahoma State.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's had a problem with women since college.
Public image is big, especially when you're somebody like him, and especially around whoever you're dating.
I mean, everything around this dude is, the problem is, too, and now his lawyers come out and said this is all, her trying to generate bad pub and what have you, but regardless of what it is, it's not a good look.
Nope.
Okay. And then, oh, by the way, then he's dealing with
terrible vibes.
And that was at the same time as when he was sleeping with an influencer and then broke her leg.
Yeah.
Playing football together.
That was such a funny
story. Tyreek is off the chain, man. And everybody's like, well, maybe the Chiefs should draft. The Chiefs got enough problems. You're so not trading for
apparently the
Tyreek
Chiefs
Hill.
And the Steelers, rumor on the rumor mill, is inquired about a Tyreek Hill. You would not want that if you're the Chiefs. 6th round pick for Tyreek.
I mean, here's the one thing.
I would think you would do that in a heartbeat. All I got to do is give up a 6.
If you told me, but here's the other problem too, though, is Dolphins are going to have to eat some of that salary.
What'd you say?
Which apparently I think they're open to at this point. Like, they want to get rid of him. You can't tell me that having him in the locker room is a good thing.
Does that
right
to be more than 50% of the salary by the Dolphins for him to get traded?
If I'm the Chiefs with everything he's got pending against him. Now, Kansas City is the one place.
What about Pittsburgh? That's the other team that inquired about him.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You've got headstrong coaches and quarterbacks who
have dealt with drama.
And again, he's got a history in Kansas City, so he already knows. And let's call it what it is. I mean, yeah, he had that one great year in Miami where he almost had 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
But let's be real. The Kansas City offense hadn't been the same since Tyreek left.
Correct.
It's been good, but it hasn't been
electric.
No, not it has. I mean, they haven't had a big play in
remember those
since
stats
Tyreek left.
Was going to the big time, like explosive plays. The Chiefs were at the bottom of the list all year, and they just kept winning games. But they were not getting no explosive plays.
And here's the thing, too. Tyreek knows.
I think Pat Mahomes would be happy about that.
Oh.
Hey, we gave up. What if we say he gave up a fifth-round pick, and we're 50-50 in the salary? The Dolphins are taking most of it, or maybe a little bit more than 50.
Oh, you're doing that.
Fourth-round pick?
How many years does he have left on his deal?
That's a Trevor question.
I think he's got two. Because they just reworked his deal last year and they gave him like a 3-year extension. So I want to say he's got 2 years left.
Fourth round pick. Dolphins eat up a majority of his money. Not
I'll
all.
Tell you what I would do. I would almost say, look, we'll take... We'll
he has 2 years left.
2 years left. That's what I was thinking.
So this year plus another or this year plus two?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think this year
2 years left on his current contract runs through the 2026 season.
Okay, so yeah, this year next. I would almost say, look, y'all want Tywan Taylor or Juwan Taylor, the right tackle? I'm sick of him. For as much love as Brett Veach gets and rightfully so. I mean, that's the thing where when you've been to the Super Bowl the way the Chiefs have, when you've won like they have, you know, let's not get carried away after one game. But Juwan Taylor's been a disaster at right tackle.
Speaking of disasters, let's go to San Francisco 49ers, who are dealing with a litany of injuries.
Why does this team always have so many injuries?
So Juwan Jennings got a shoulder scan, and it's looking like his shoulder injury is not as concerning as it was previously thought to be. So
that's a win.
He should be able to go in this week's game. But some negative news. You already talked about it with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy did not practice today due to that left shoulder and toe injuries, and is trending towards Brock Purdy not playing and Mac Jones stepping in for him. And then the 49ers also released their kicker, Jake Moody, today.
You kind of knew that was coming, though.
He went 1-for-3, and Kyle Shanahan Did you hear what he said about it today? They asked him, like, was it a tough decision? Pretty much, like, what went into it? And he goes, there really wasn't much of a decision. Letting go of Moody and end quote.
I mean, people knew that after the game was over, you know?
The new kicker for the 49ers will be Eddie Pinero, who we've seen was ready to Nick Wagner putting out that Eddie Pinero said he was getting ready to go to Atlanta before the 49ers called. He had the choice between the two spots, but felt the San Francisco 49ers presented a better opportunity. It will number 18 for San Francisco. New kicker in town.
So wait a minute, what do you mean Atlanta? Why did Atlanta? Did they get rid of Koo?
No, I think
Were they going to bring him in?
Him in for a workout.
Well, so, I think it's one of them deals where, you know, bird in hand versus you know, whatever that saying is. But I mean, if you go to Koo, you got to beat out. Which, hey, may not be that hard. I mean, he was up against it in the preseason.
Do we remember when Koo, when he first came in 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, when everyone was like, oh, best kicker in
the league? He bounced around for a little bit, though, I thought, before he finally caught on with Atlanta and got hot. And then, you know,
everyone loved his name.
That's the thing about Koo. That's the thing about kickers, though, man. Kickers can fall off just like that. And, I mean, man, I'll tell you what, that was a big miss. Like, you can't. That's a 44-yarder, dude. I'm not going to say that's a chip shot.
And I want to say Jake Moody got drafted in 2022, 2023, and he was somewhat of a priority pick.
He'll get picked up by somebody else.
You think?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Liam Cohen came out talking about Travis Hunter, who got a lot of offensive snaps for the Jacksonville Jaguars, even though Trevor Lawrence airmailed him and Brian Thomas on a couple.
He did not look good.
I'm still on my Trevor Lawrence isn't good propaganda.
I don't think it's propaganda at this point. I mean, that's a factual statement.
Travis Hunter had 6 receptions for 33 yards. It's 5.5 per catch. Did not play very many defensive snaps. Liam Cohen came out today and said that Travis Hunter will get more snaps on defense against Cincinnati and the Bengals. You think this is a good or bad move? What did you think about his
I mean, you didn't need him on defense, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I think it's one of them deals where you kind of, this isn't the Big 12, all right? Like, this is not, there's a reason. You and I talked about this the other day.
So he played 42 offensive snaps, 6 defensive snaps.
Okay.
Do you need that number to go up?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Maybe I'm on the wrong side of the coin about this, and I got to kind of stick to my guns of what I said before the season started. I think Travis Hunter is an electric receiver, an electric cornerback. I think he's very good at both. I think, like, B plus at both of those areas. Like, I don't think maybe there's one that he's better at the other. I think he's a very, very good corner, very, very good wide receiver. We saw the receiving stuff, what he could do on Sunday. I think he should be playing defense every snap because you can control what's going on more, and then on offense, come in on third down, come in when you come in for certain snaps on defense and say they think Travis Hunter is the biggest ball hawk, all we got to do is just not throw the ball to where he's at or use that against it. Now those snaps are, I don't want to say wasted because you are taking away a receiver, but not as impactful versus he's out there the whole game. You got a game plan against him. And then on offense, if you think the ball's coming to him, when he comes in third down, that's a great diversion. That's a great decoy. It's still useful to the offense. Not getting the ball on defense thrown to you isn't really a diversion. So I think he'd be more effective playing all the defensive snaps, coming in on important third downs, or if they want to put him in certain plays, the red zone, whatever, makes sense to them.
On offense?
On offense makes sense to me. So I'm not an NFL head coach. They obviously have figured it out, what works best for them, but I think he should be getting more defensive snaps and playing sparingly.
So do it on the other side.
I would do it on the other side.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea. You just wonder, have enough teams seen tape on him and think, okay, he projects to be a better wide receiver than he does cornerback?
If they don't really value him that much of as a cornerback, then yes.
It seems to be that's the thinking,
because
right?
Wide receiver, I think you can be effective if you're out there every snap or if you're out there every impactful snap. And like if his snaps cut from 42 to 22, he could still have 5 catches and 60 yards, whatever. It's not like you can't get the ball.
Hey, look, all I know is you better make it work. You better figure it out. I mean,
second.
Second overall pick.
Remember, you moved up.
So
you moved up next year's first for him.
You better decide what you want out of this dude, because I just think there's a reason why we haven't seen this before.
The second overall pick, just being wide receiver 2 with Trevor Lawrence throwing you the ball, does that feel a little rich for the second overall pick? To me, it does. lockdown corner that also picks up big third downs to me is more effective.
Makes
than,
way more sense.
Than
I mean,
wide receiver two.
Look
Trevor
at
Lawrence
the difference
the ball.
Patrick Surtain makes for the Denver Broncos.
He's reworked that whole team. We think about the Broncos differently, mainly because of Bo Nix and Sean Payton. But
no,
Pat
he
Surtain
shuts down an entire
is
side of the
right
field.
There. Defensive player of the year last year.
Yeah, no, he shuts down an entire side of the field. And I look, I don't disagree with you. And look, that's what Deion did back in the day, right? Deion was, breaking news, it was a full-time corner, and then they used him in offensive sets. I think that makes more sense. Now, if you think he's that explosive as a wide receiver, and you're gonna, but to your point, I think it makes a lot of sense. I thought of it that way. Using your number two overall pick for a second wide receiver, because he's not a better wide receiver than Brian Thomas right
no,
now.
No, he's not.
Okay. Could he become one? Sure.
And the Jags wanted to run the ball. I mean, my boy ETN was getting carried.
So, yeah, I don't – it's a weird – and look, Shad Khan was lit after the game.
Yeah.
Can we – we're going to play that on the way. Have you heard that clip?
Yeah, I have.
That is maybe one of the greatest clips. I'm not sure if it's AI, but I'll tell you what, it sure sounds good. Okay. Not just now. But forever. All right. And then I got to give a shout out. We come back. Fair or foul. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
How about this chocolate pie?
Is it good?
It's all right.
Wow, you gonna do your boy Swayze like that? It's all right.
I mean, it's good. I need more coffee.
You always
but
need
it's,
more coffee.
But it's 10:24 at night, and I don't know that drinking another cup of coffee is really. And I need to eat more when I get home. So
speaking of eating more, Blake has locked back into the gym as you've seen the last couple
yeah,
of months.
Yeah, no, you've been so posting about it.
I wanted to get back. I see you. He just had to get that in there, Trevor. He had to get that. We've been posting about it.
I didn't say anything. All I said was you've been posting about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I go four or five days without posting, okay?
And I appreciate it.
At least a weekly update. You know, so it motivates a lot of my followers. A lot of people follow me.
And where do you work out at?
Absolute Recon.
And I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad you said that because, not to interrupt you, but I will for just a slight second. I'll let you get back to whatever the hell it was you were going to say.
I was going to say how great the gym was. Good vibes.
Right?
Great lighting.
Okay. At where?
Absolute Recon and Las Colinas.
And the reason I keep saying that is because I swung by their newest location in Louisville.
That now, opens on the 20th?
I believe it's the 20th. I know. I think that date's fluid, but I know it's in the next couple weeks. And you're going to be one of the special folks who our boy Nabil, the CEO and the founder of Absolute Recomp. There's now five locations once the Louisville location opens up. But I swung by there because my other gym, which I'm not going to name... Okay, done with that one. Anyway, I swing by there today. Shout out to my boy Alex, who's also going to be over there at Absolute Recon. But swung by there, hollered at our boy Nabil. We're trying to do a little something with him over there. And saw our guy Jason as well. They got to see, and our boy Jeremy, who didn't know about the Pearl Jam song. That's another story for another time.
How'd the ceiling look?
Liddy.
It's already, is the graphics
Liddy.
Coming
oh, it was on, no, so when you walk in, they already had it lit up.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? So they got this like 3D type imagery. I mean, it's wild when
pretty
you walk
much
in.
Just imagine Tolo's the ceiling. Instead of looking at a ceiling, you're looking at a big TV screen.
It's crazy.
The and, whole ceiling.
And then you go into the gym and they've got the tree of light. Oh, okay. Right. Where and then they've got the, you know, because at the one in Las Colinas, you know, the lights will turn what every hour or whatever yeah, it is.
Every 15 they change.
They're gonna do that except on the poles over there. And so they've got branded equipment over there at Absolute Recomp. Anyway, point is, we're excited about it. Can't wait for that new one to open up. So make sure you check it out. You will be glad that you did. All right. So what were you saying about you're eating more? Is that what you're getting at?
I'm eating more. I wanted to get back in the gym, get yeah. that habit going before.
What are you weighing?
Right now, the last time I weighed myself
buck
was
50?
182. Buck 50, bro? Come on. 182. But what I'm about to say will help me yeah. more. Getting back on my creatine monohydrate,
yeah, yeah.
getting back at eating regularly, getting yeah. my water intake 4 liters a day. Yeah. Bro, I've been in the bathroom.
Yeah, getting after
the last couple, because
getting after.
I mean, that's a good feeling when you have to use
what, be in the bathroom,
the restroom a lot because I'm drinking a lot of water.
Oh,
I know that I'm getting my water in because I'm using the bathroom every 20 minutes.
Okay.
And
okay.
we're just gonna do five grams a day. Not gonna do any, you know, heavy yeah. loading phase and do 20 grams.
I saw a guy say, and X, I'm kind of getting tired of X. I'm not gonna lie. Twitter, whatever the hell we want to call it. Because it's basically become just a cesspool of people saying, I tried this, and this is why. Here's a thread.
Yeah.
This guy says that creatine helped him fight depression.
No, I've seen creatine monohydrate helps your brain.
I mean,
it's got brain okay, components.
You know what?
Too.
I've been taking creatine for 15 years.
That's scientifically proven.
My brain's just as fried now as it was 15 years ago.
Well, you might be doing other stuff to inhibit it, but creatine monohydrate helps the brain. Look it up, Trevor. Look up creatine monohydrate. Whatever. Brain
look,
improvement.
Does it help you lift? That's all I care about.
See, okay. That's the meathead in you.
It is.
It does help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I am a meathead. 100%.
It does help you lift.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking it for.
Also, why are you fighting against it? You should be happy. You should
I'm just saying, as somebody who's taken creatine for a long time, mm-hmm. I don't feel like when I don't take it, like, oh, suddenly I can't think.
That's not what it says. See?
What's it say?
You're extreme.
What's it say? What's
if
it
I
say?
Take it, then
creatine monohydrate shows promise for improving cognitive function.
Hey, stop right there. Stop right there. You're not going to make a mockery. And read
I'm
it
trying
in
to
a,
be better reader.
I like it. Thank no, you.
Read okay. it in a regular voice.
Top three reading right there.
Don't make a mockery of creatine monohydrate. Okay, try again.
So it's a cognitive function and mental health, particularly for short-term memory, reasoning, and reducing mental fatigue, especially under stress or sleep deprivation. Now, granted, that's AI, Google AI.
Yeah,
no, how much do you trust that? That's up to you, but that's what Google AI says.
All I was trying to say is Blake is going to get back on the creatine daily. Hopefully my muscles fill up with water. I will say that the times that I've been on my creatine process, the gym has been phenomenal for Blake. Fatigue, I don't get tired as quickly. I just feel like my lifts are better. And the last
you say your lips? Sorry, I was talking.
Yes, I said my lips. You got me. You got me, Fred. I said my lips are better at the gym when I take creatine monohydrate. That's exactly what I said. How'd you know?
I apologize. I was talking to Trevor.
My lifts are a lot better. I feel more focused.
Yeah.
I just feel locked in. I've been doing a better job at not really bringing distractions in the gym.
Mm. So you're leaving the book in the car, is what
leaving
you're
the book in the car, okay. Leaving the duffel bag and the lantern in the car.
You know what? That
I went in the gym today.
Fair foul. Bringing a bunch of crap into the gym with you?
I went in the gym today, had my outfit on. For that visual.
As opposed to what?
A leotard.
As opposed
Dude,
to what?
You be seeing some people at the gym. I don't even know.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Outfits do feel optional sometimes with some of the things people are wearing.
Look, we're fans of Absolute Recon.
No, we are, but some people be wearing like... It's one or two things. People either think it's Met Gala Fashion Week for sports gear, and they've got on the most like
leisure.
They got on like a $2,000 set, or it's the opposite, and it's like, I'm surprised you're allowed to wear that outside the house.
They got to be single.
I think we go at the single time.
The women that wear the one piece
bodysuit,
like.
With the entire back exposed.
Let me show you my back, my
if there was a tramp
crack,
stamp, you
and
could see it.
Yes.
And to me, it's not attractive. You would think that's the angle. It's like, hey, I'm gonna look sexy, whatever. I think objectively as guys, I think most of us agree that that's not attractive. The like, I'm not even talking about how the girl looks, nothing about it. I'm just talking about the outfit.
I'm kind of tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. Let's leave a little to the imagination.
Leave a little to the imagination.
Okay.
Hey, I'll tell you my favorite gym fits.
I enjoy you working out.
My favorite gym fits is, I love the tattoos, but baggy t-shirt.
Yeah.
With your little shorts on or whatever. The baggy t-shirt to me, W. Because I'm thinking.
I don't hate the baggy t-shirt.
I'm a big fan of the baggy t-shirt with a cute face and some tattoos working out, grinding. Yeah. But my point being, I walked into the gym today, water bottle.
Yeah.
Keys, phone. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
And to make it even better for you, Fred Davis, to make it one quick process when going from machine to machine.
Yeah.
Keys, you have a little key ring where you can put it on.
Yes, sir.
On my water bottle, I put it on. So all I had to do was pick up the water bottle. Keys are attached to the lid. So all I got to pick up was water bottle and phone.
Mm-hmm.
Super setting. You'd be proud of me.
I love it.
Sweating. You make fun of me sometimes for not sweating.
I do.
Because you sweat a lot.
I do.
I don't sweat a lot when I work out, but I was sweating.
I do.
Putting in that work.
Yeah.
Good workout today.
I love it. What'd you work out today?
A little back and by. A little back and by.
See, not a fan of that
combo. And it with forearms as well.
I would do more of a back and tricep if I was you.
I work some triceps, and I always do a forearm workout, the reverse. Did I do that with you, the reverse curls? Or was that
we did
else?
Do the reverse curls, yes.
I think I'm just going to add that to ending every workout with that. Starting with pull-ups, no matter what day it is, even if it's legs, pull-ups every day, It's Bill's overall strength.
Yeah, my shoulders are cooked.
And so then, bro, wide grip pull-ups will humble.
No, they go a long way.
Pull-ups will humble you.
Well, the lats will explode. Okay, the lats will.
Because close grip, I can knock out 15 in between sets, and it's not
good. We'll do some wide grip.
Wide grip ones, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys on the radio. Once you get over five.
How many can you do?
Five. And then in between sets, I can do sets of five.
I think I can do 10.
Like sets of 10, like 10, stop for 30 seconds, 10, stop for 30 seconds, 10. Like I could do.
I think I can do three sets of wide grip.
If you do three sets of wide grip 10, that's an applause. That's not an easy feat.
We'll do that.
It's not an easy feat.
We'll do that.
Why do you not work out your pull muscles together, Fred?
I'm sorry?
So bicep is a pull muscle.
I love it, Trevor. Come in hot.
I'm not coming in hot. I'm just curious. Like,
why don't I do biceps
you
and
said,
in
what
back?
What did you say, back and triceps?
I do back and tries together.
Because the reason, and this is just, again, yeah. I'm just commentating on
no,
it
No, that's
here.
Fine.
You do pull muscles together because you will also subsequently work out those pull muscles. So bicep is a pull muscle. Your back is a pull muscle.
Yeah, why do I want to exhaust it? You know what I'm saying?
But it works out like...
It's the same. I'm not using muscles. The same muscles, but I want to work out two different muscles. I mean, it's like when you work out chest and back. And look, he gives me a hard time for this.
This guy wants to do a full body workout. Honestly, every time
I've been using the Arnold Schwarzenegger workout method for 20 years.
That's fine.
A meathead.
I'm just trying to give you the science, Trevor. When we're in the gym,
Fred is like, "How many machines can I do in this workout?" That's Fred's objective.
I'm there to work out as much and as fast as possible.
We're sitting there waiting. Okay, I'll do this machine, random leg machine on chest day, just so he's not standing for 10 seconds.
That's it.
That's fair, but I think. If you're a newbie out there, do push and pull muscles. Like, make sure, like, because you don't
spread
misinformation.
See, I'm with you on that.
Else.
But see, I you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I'm terrible at telling people. Like, my boy Billy from Double A Cafe. I was telling him the other day because he was like, "Bro, what do you work out?" And I said, "Look, man. First of all, put your phone down. Okay, put your phone down." And you guys know me, I'm a smart ass, but like I am dead serious. Like if you can't, everybody wants, if you're complaining about what your progress looks like in the gym, and the first question I asked him is, do you carry your phone with you? How much time do you spend on your phone in between sets? And are you looking at your phone? If you're answering a work text or answering something work related, I get that. But if you're scrolling just to, you know, pass the time, you're done. You're done because I'm a big believer in when you're going from set to set.
Mind-muscle connection.
I need to be locked in.
Those have always been my best workouts when I'm not really on my phone. When the only time I'm checking is to change a song, and I'm just thinking about the next set, thinking about the muscle I'm using, and you know, using different things when you're doing different back workouts. Put my elbow in my pocket.
That's it.
Locking into that motion.
Like, man, I'm telling you, that's my biggest thing. And just going. I mean, I want to be focused and engrossed because that is 1 hour of my day, the gym, where for me, it's as much about as it is mentally as it is physically.
I feel like I'm starting to get to that point too. I felt that today.
And your body's going to, and you're going to notice it in your body.
I just felt free. You know, you're at this very nice gym.
Yeah.
You got good vibes around you. You got music jumping. You got everybody there working towards the same goal for the
great vibe in that gym.
For the most part, everyone there is working towards the same goal, to be in better shape, to be in good physical health. So you want to keep
good,
going.
Look good naked.
Wow.
Okay? What are we doing it for? Let's be real. What are you going to the gym for? To look good naked.
Let's all go around. Let's go around the desk. What do you go to the gym for? Fred, you say look good
to
naked.
To look good naked, period.
I would say I want to be able to be a 40-year-old DILF.
Yeah, nobody wants.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wants to have sex with fat DILFs.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Hello. Hello. Well,
the PG version of what Fred is trying to say is nobody wants to be unattractive to attract a mate in their older age.
Look at that. Look how long it took you to explain that when I just explained it in less than 3 seconds.
Okay. Trevor?
Oh, I don't go to the gym.
Trevor, what do we have to do? This is all I need from this segment. What do we have to do to get you to go to the gym? And give me a reasonable answer. Don't give me a bunch of Kevin Walkers.
So honestly, for me, wow. It was a lot of, I always was bad at the gym. And that's like,
what is bad at the gym?
What does that mean?
I didn't lift as much as my buddies. Like it always was.
But that doesn't mean bad at the gym. I don't lift as much as Fred. It doesn't mean I'm bad at the gym.
But from a perspective of like being like in high school and college and like seeing guys like max out and like,
but you're 35.
I know.
Your grass will never grow, Trevor, if you're looking at the other neighbor's lawn.
Don't disagree with that. But whenever people are like, your coach says, like, hey, why can't you put up this weight? Like, what's going on? Like,
we need to have an intervention with you.
We need to have an intervention.
We do.
I don't need an intervention. No,
I think you do.
I've got plenty of therapy. I'm good. The gym does not thrill me.
Doesn't do it for you.
Doesn't thrill
yet.
Me.
Yet. And come with Fred and Blake.
Well, I mean, hey, you know.
We'll throw him into the deep end.
I walk in with Fred and Blake. Come on, Trev,
Do
we talk about lock in? I don't know if you.
Not yet. That's a great point. Yeah. Before we do that, though.
I do think we need to say that.
Okay. I got to give a shout out real quick to my boy Blake the Barber.
Great name.
Okay. Let's give a shout out to my boy Blake the Barber. And one other thing, too, and real quick, because I had him. So I got my hair cut a while back at A&T Barber Barbershop over in the Colony. And I had his buddy, the guy that was there doing it. Blake couldn't do it yet, so it took us about 2 months to get connected.
2 months for a haircut.
Well, he lives in Waco. And so he comes up here every 2 weeks.
You know what else is in Waco? Baylor Bears at Smash SMU.
There Continue. You go, right? It's like 6 degrees of you. So couple things. One, my boy, and you look, you guys know this, you especially know this, you got to find a good barber, okay?
You don't cheat on him.
I've been in Dallas now for 15, 16 months, and I finally found a good barber, so shout out to my boy Blake the Barber. Big time sports guy, so love him for that.
Maybe it's me.
And then on top of that, I got to give him a special shout out. I got to give his dad just passed away. Mm. His dad just passed away this week, 59 years old, died from cancer, die hard Rangers fan.
Let's go Rangers.
Okay, diehard Rangers fan.
Rangers had a sweep for him.
Would come home after a long day at work and watch his Rangers play baseball. So obviously him and Blake was talking about this, his dad being able to watch the Rangers win a World Series a couple years ago. So that being said, we're going to put it like this. Obviously, if the Rangers make the playoffs, it affects our show a little bit. All right. I mean, if they're day baseball, then that's obviously what we're rooting for. But when they're on at night, obviously Fan After Dark will not be on. But if it's a if it means that Keith gets to celebrate and watch down from heaven, watches Rangers win another World Series, then we are here for it. So shout out to my boy Blake. I finally found a barber. My boy got me done right. And then shout out to our boy Keith, who is watching us from a better place. All right. Final segment of the program. Why locking in may not be what it's all cracked up to be. One more segment. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the program here on 105.3 The Fan. I am Fred Davis. That is the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott. We will find out. I want to say, well, I don't think it'll be this weekend that we're going to have the Fan After Dark kids. Or not the Fan After Dark. We're the Fan After Dark kids.
What if they're older than us?
I mean, I doubt they're older than me. They might be older than you.
What do you mean you doubt? You don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. My guess is they'd probably be in mid to late 20s, early 30s, give or take.
I'm going to say 40-year-old, 33-year-old, 22-year-old.
What a pull by you. I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
What do you think their names are?
Bill, Steve, and Jose.
I'm going to go Gerald, Raphael, and Leon.
Okay. You?
Darnell. No, Ed and Nettie.
Did you say Darnell?
I did. I don't know.
What a fool.
I mean, he immediately said no. It's okay. You can say Darnell. Did you say Darnell or Darnell?
Darnell is what I don't know. I was trying to be funny and then I didn't come
I laughed.
Out fast
I mean,
enough.
You saying Darnell made me chuckle. So.
Sorry to all the Darnells it's listening okay. right now that actually won the phenom and his name's Darnell.
He's pumped. He's pumped. Speaking of pumped, bottom of the fifth, one out, Seattle one, St. Louis one. So, keeping an eye on GBs. That. Actually, as I was here, let me refresh it. End of the seventh. So, we're going to the top of the eighth inning. St. Louis and Seattle knotted up at one run apiece.
So, this is also a little bit of peeling back the curtain. This is the first time that Fred's hearing about this as well. But in our last segment with our outro, I put slash Twitter likes. This is stuff that we didn't get to throughout the show. Just for some housekeeping, whether it's a stat that we saw or funny clip, whatever. I think it's a good time to kind of empty the clip out, if you will.
Twitter likes.
Most receiving yards allowed by a cornerback in week one. Who do you think was atop the list? Good guess. Still had a name. You don't have to think too hard. It's not like a super trick question.
Somebody from the Patriots.
Incorrect. It was Adoree Jackson who allowed 103 yards.
Okay.
On Sunday. Number two was Jair Alexander. Not a good look from one of your top corners who allowed 100 yards. Minkah Fitzpatrick and his new team allowed 90 yards. Marlon Humphrey allowed 89 yards. Terrion Arnold, 86. Tyreek Woolen, 81. Patrick Surtain, 0 yards allowed at the cornerback position.
Well, I mean, in fairness, he was playing against a JV receiving squad. I mean, Tennessee's receivers are terrible.
Someone said, here's Fred talking about kids again. What did you learn from the first time?
What are we talking about?
You don't remember what you said earlier about young?
I like young guys. Yeah, that was the first line of my...
Here's another crazy stat.
Young guys together show fight.
The Luka-led Slovenian team lost today to Germany. But Luka scored how many percent of Slovenia's points do you think? How many
51%.
Percent? That would be a lot. He scored 37.73%.
Hell, he did it the other night.
Oh, so yeah, he did. He went 42.
42 of their 84.
Yeah. Luka scored 37.7% of Slovenia's points in Euro basketball. In the NBA, no player has reached that mark for their team since...
Luka.
Nope.
Michael.
1963.
Oh, wow.
Wilt Chamberlain.
I was going to say Bill Cousy.
Wilt Chamberlain achieved that mark in 1963. Nobody has even come close until Luka did it in Euro basketball. So that's a one-man show over there. GB's tweeted at us and said this is a Tolo. He said, can y'all discuss the atrocity of J.J. McCarthy winning Offensive Player of the Week, going 13-20, 143 yards and 2 touchdowns and a pick six? How did he win Offensive Player of the Week? Your thoughts.
I mean, I don't know how it's voted on. I'm guessing they probably voted on it or gave him the award because he did something that had never been done before.
Three TDs.
Three touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
By a rookie in their debut. I'm trying to think, what other NFC offensive players had a shout to jump in there? Nobody really blew up because, like, we had no fantasy player score over 30 points. That's obviously a good indicator if somebody was going off. The only player that was
for the NFC?
Well, you know, McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I didn't know if it was for the whole, I didn't realize it was for AFC.
It was for J.J., or it was for the NFC. What would be another player that could get a shout?
I mean, I'm trying to think.
Bijan?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think. They didn't win.
I don't know. Jordan Love?
I mean, I would argue you could have given, I mean, Baker probably would have had Baker, as much of a argument to win.
I guess nobody really dominated the stat sheet in the NFC side.
I mean, Hurts maybe. Okay.
Like,
I mean,
his three passes downfield.
I mean, I'm looking at our sheet from the other day. NFC wise, I mean, Arizona was.
We're getting it to Kyler Murray.
I mean, the Commanders didn't look impressive.
Yeah, they just played the Giants.
And like you said, I mean, Green Bay. I mean, Jordan Love looked good, not great.
Didn't have to do much.
I mean, and here's the other thing, too. You got to remember. It was on Monday night when everybody was watching that game. He's a rookie. And Minnesota is one of the more, you know, from a I don't know, historical perspective. I mean, Minnesota is one of those teams. They're kind of like the Chiefs of the AFC, right? Where, yes, they have a regional following, but they've got pockets of fans all over the country. And there's just something about the Minnesota Vikings, right? I mean, they had a great run in the 70s, never won a Super Bowl. But, you know, and the thing about the Minnesota Vikings that I think we sometimes forget, it seems like the Minnesota Vikings have always had a star player, like a superstar in some capacity. Whether it's been Justin Jefferson, whether it's been Randy Moss, whether it was Chris Carter. Peterson. All right. What's that?
Adrian Peterson.
Okay. I mean, maybe I don't want him, you know, babysitting my kids, but running the football, different story. Fran Tarkenton, who's, you know, 85 years old and still runs a business, like a bunch of businesses to this day.
I love to give you guys, I wouldn't say random facts. I feel like these are important stats to know just to keep track of these, to look throughout the season. Like Blake, during week one, this player was at this point, and now in week 17, this isn't happening. So all the quarterbacks are putting this little stat sheet. Which quarterback or even somebody in the top five do you think was pressured the most in the NFL in week one? What quarterback got pressured the most?
Well, like just of all the quarterbacks that played on week one?
Mm-hmm. Which quarterback do you think faced the most pressure? Sorry, that probably would have been a better way to phrase that.
I think I already know this. It's not a guess. I think I know who's
Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, I think it's J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy was pressured on 50% of his snaps. 50. That's insane.
Now, they did bow up in that second half, though.
No? Anybody? Anyone want to say anything?
I was looking at the next guy.
The next guy on
that
list.
Silence is deafening.
Pressure rate. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
48%.
I saw that stat. I thought that was a little wild. But
now, what gets thrown around is we all watched the game with our eyeballs. The Cowboys were generating pressure, and I'm putting air quotes.
They just couldn't sack him.
They couldn't sack him. Jalen Hurts was evading said pressure, and they get credit for a lot of pressures. Because Jalen Hurts was one of the slowest to get the ball out at a 3.2 seconds.
Yeah, don't I know
time
it.
To throw? So
yeah, I'm well aware
he wasn't getting the ball out. So there's more time for a pressure to happen. You look at guys. This player had the cleanest pocket. He had the most clean pockets. Faced the least amount of pressure. Who do you think this quarterback was? Cleanest pocket all of Sunday. Faced 22% of pressure rate. Had a clean pocket.
Jordan Love
had a clean pocket 73%. Of the
Jordan
time.
Love.
Jordan Love is not correct. Who'd you say?
Daniel Jones.
The correct answer was Tua.
Get out of here.
Had a 22% pressure rate and had a clean pocket 73% of the time.
That is a random stat.
Probably looked like the worst quarterback, and his time to throw was 2.55 seconds. Got to get the ball out.
It was still terrible. Great show. What do you think, Trevor? How would you, on a scale of 1 to 7, how would you rate this show today?
Is that the only numbers that I can get there?
That's the only numbers you get today.
One the highest and 7 the lowest?
How do we want to do it? 1 the highest, 7 the lowest?
Yeah.
We've got
1 is the best.
We've got 12 seconds. Okay. either way, it was great. All right, Trevor, great stuff.
Shout out Marshall Green.
Shout out Marshall. You know what? He is damn good. For Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Rangers tomorrow, 7-11. We'll see you tomorrow. God night. God bless.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.